whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bring up anything. 1-800-259-9231. And I've been listening to Gardner's filling in for us on Friday and Saturday nights. I like what he says when he brings back the show. Your show, your phone, your number, something like that. Anyway, he's very good. Our number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So we continue here. We'll take your calls if you make them. Otherwise, we'll tell you about what's going on in San Francisco. It's a place where you can wear flowers in your hair.
Well.
unless you have, you might have to actually ask permission for that. Because now trash collectors in San Francisco will be doing more than just gathering garbage. They'll be keeping an eye out for people who toss food scraps out with their rubbish. San Francisco this week passed what seems to be the very first mandatory composting law. Believed to be the most strict ordinance in the nation, residents will be required to now have three color-coded trash bins, including one for recycling, one for trash, and a new one for compost.
I hope it's sealed, because...
What's sealed?
The third trash receptacle.
To keep, what, beasties out?
Well, just all kinds of reasons. Food that's... I mean, you know, if your food's been sitting in there a week, imagine what it's going to smell like. I remember I used to have to... when I was in work release from coming out of prison, one of my jobs prior to that was... I worked for the city of Lake Wales, and...
Ooh, I never knew you were a bureaucrat.
I didn't get a check.
Oh, okay.
And I worked in a blue uniform with a stripe on the side. I mean, gotcha. I wasn't exactly an employee, but my job was to go around to parks. I would jump off the back of the truck and grab the trash out of the trash cans at the parks, and... Those chicken bones had been sitting in there, say, 3, 4, 5 days, 6 days. I just knew it was coming. I just knew that I'm the kind of guy that I'm going to get the job done no matter what it takes.
Yeah.
And I'd just puke.
Oh, man.
Grab the bag, throw it in, you know, tie it up, vomit, and throw it in the back of the truck, and time to go off again. You know, usually after you do it the first time, you don't do it anymore that day.
What about nose plugs? Couldn't you... some of those.
I think it was partially psychosomatic, but that food just
that's awful
sitting there. It's disgusting, disgusting.
Well, how could they possibly make it sealed? You'd still have to unseal it every time you wanted to put something new in there. The compost bin. So compost bin, trash bin, and recycling bin. All you
could mandatory. You could design a container that you wouldn't have to, smell anything if you wanted to put something.
I bet that'd be really affordable too for all the taxpayers. To design that.
Just saying.
The law makes San Francisco the leader, yet again, in environmentally friendly measures. Also the leader in telling you how to live your life.
Yeah.
Like a nanny state. Following up on other green initiatives, such as banning plastic bags at supermarkets.
But this, you know what this does? Is this makes it so that the landfill, which a lot of many landfills have been turned into, you know, nice golf courses and parks and all kinds of things after they've lived out their usefulness as a landfill. That means that all the compostable material won't make it to landfill anymore.
So the landfill will just be absolute junk then.
Right. Then you're going to have to bring all kinds of soil and things in when you're trying to refurbish it. This way, there's soil there to begin with.
Well, according to the story, food scraps sent to a landfill decompose quickly and turn into a methane gas, a potent greenhouse gas. Under the new system, don't they normally burn that stuff off?
What they've been doing is several of these landfills have designed ways to collect the methane and to use it in power plants.
Brilliant.
Yeah, to sell it to power plants.
Under the new system,
that.
Collected scraps will be turned into compost that helps area farms and vineyards flourish.
So you're telling me when it turns into compost elsewhere but not at the landfill, it doesn't create methane?
Good point. The city eventually wants to eliminate waste at the landfills by 2020. Chris Peck, State's Integrated Waste Management Board spokesman, said he wasn't aware of an ordinance as tough as San Francisco's. Many cities, including Pittsburgh and San Diego, require residents to recycle yard waste, but not food scraps. Seattle requires households to put scraps in the compost bin or have a composting system, but those who don't comply aren't fined. The city has been progressive, and they've been leaders, and it appears they're stepping out of the pack again, he said, with pride swelling up in his heart about how excited he is that now he'll get to control even more of your garbage habits.
Do you remember the, so they're going to have three bins now. Mm-hmm. Do you remember the Penn and Teller's BS episode where they had these gullible people in California, what a surprise,
yeah.
Where they gave them like nine different bins that were all just all kinds of different colors.
Right.
And, you know, they had to
separate just to see how far they could push it.
Separate their trash and different kinds of trash. I remember the brown one was for human waste products.
Yeah.
I don't really remember much else, but
it was absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah. Where would you keep nine bins for your trash? It's already ridiculous.
It is.
When you think about it, what we have in our kitchens is sort of this latent technology called a waste paper basket or a trash can. Well, now you really need something different because all your trash has to be separated into these little things. It's just, it's insane.
You want more insanity, just keep going deeper into the article. Here's a little more. The San Francisco officials say they're not looking to punish violators harshly. Waste collectors will not pick through anyone's garbage, said Robert Reed, a spokesman for Sunset Scavenger Company, which handles the city's recyclables. If the wrong kind of materials are noticed while a bin is being emptied, workers will leave what Reed calls a love note. Can you believe this? To let customers know they're not with the program. We're not going to lock you up in jail if you don't compost, said the spokes bureaucrat for the mayor who proposed the measure that passed on Tuesday. We're going to make it as easy as possible for San Franciscans to learn how to compost.
See, now, it's not very hard to learn how to compost, but really, it's not the residents they're going to go after. It's going to be the apartment owners and things like that. These are the people that are going to bear the cost of doing this. Because a large amount of people, especially in San Francisco, rent. And those people that rent, they're landlords because this is a business. And once we're talking about a business, you're talking about an evil person doing an evil thing. And you can do anything you want to them because it's a business.
Yeah.
You know, you're not talking about individual civil liberties anymore. You're talking about somebody making money. And the government can do anything they want. And so that's where they're going to go after them. The landlord will be required to have all kinds of – you'll probably have to have three different dumpsters there.
Maybe.
Three different color dumpsters.
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to handle that for apartment complexes. I think you make a good point. But that said,
even just individual landlords will probably have to bear some kind of responsibility.
Well, they're claiming on one hand that they're not going to pick through anyone's garbage and that if they just happen to notice the wrong kind of materials when a bin is being emptied. But what if I don't have a compost bin out front? What if I just decide I don't want to participate in this whole composting thing because I think it's silly nonsense?
And
I don't
composting
have,
is a good thing.
And
but.
I don't and I well, but I'm not interested in participating in it. I just want to throw my stuff away in one bin. I don't want to participate in recycling either. So what if I just put one bin out front the front there? All my trash, it'll be in bags, so they can't pick through it. You don't think they're going to open up my trash bags at that point and just make sure that I'm doing things the way they should be doing them?
Maybe not this week, but you'll get with the program in a couple by next year. That's when the fines will start. The love notes will stop.
You're right.
The fines will start.
Have you read this article?
Nope. I know how this goes.
The next paragraph: a moratorium on imposing fines will end in 2010. After which, repeat offenders like individuals and small businesses generating less than a cubic yard of refuse per week will face fines of up to $100. Now, they say they're not going to put anybody in jail if you don't compost, but they are liars because we know that when you don't pay the fines, you'll go to jail. Our friend Andrew Carroll just went and spent 9 days in jail because he didn't pay a $420 fine for possessing marijuana in public. So it's nonsense to say that, oh, well, it's just a fine. This is not jail time. It absolutely is jail time if you don't pay the fine. And if you're like me and you don't believe that there's any reason to be participating in these mandatory recycling and composting programs, because recycling is BS for the most part, except for aluminum cans. And Penn & Teller did a great job on that. Penn & Teller's BS, look for it. The recycling episode is available, I think, on Google Video. You can watch the entire thing for free. Definitely take a look into that. There's a little bit more to this story because the fines don't stop at $100. More on the way. You bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
John and Lobo are back with more rapid-fire action. It began as a favor to a woman trying to get away from an abusive husband, but it proves that no good deed goes unpunished, and the consequences may be fatal to their partnership. The sequel to One Jump Ahead and Slanted Jack, Overthrowing Heaven by Mark L. Van Name, available from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
Alakeys.com is a community for self-learners. At Alakeys, you'll find tools to help you connect with people learning the same things you're learning, tutor other community members, and to make contacts that can help you find jobs. You can also earn money by sharing your know-how with others and contributing quality content. Visit Alakeys at alekese.com. Again, that's alekese.com.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, your show. Bring up anything toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And you know what? If you want to meet us, we're going to be at the upcoming Porcupine Freedom Festival. Not the greatest highlight of the entire event. The event itself is the reason to come up, of course. But we will be there broadcasting live. and you can sit in the audience and enjoy yourself. And if you're a Free Talk Live amplifier, you'll enjoy free drinks provided by our friends at SACL, C-A-I. So all kinds of reasons to come up to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And the number one reason, of course, is to meet the hundreds of like-minded, liberty-loving people that are going to be in attendance and enjoying one another's company. Go and get all the details at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C, pork with a C, porkfest.com. So we're going to continue. We're going to take your calls here in just a moment. Just going to get a little more detail out here on this story from MSNBC about San Francisco, where now things have gone even more insane, and they are going to be mandating that everybody have a compost bin. As if it weren't bad enough that the government, essentially that the recycling, whole concept of recycling for the most part is a bunch of bunk, and that a lot of people around the country are forced to recycle by mandatory recycling laws. Now they're adding in a mandatory composting law. You'll have three bins if you live in San Francisco: recycling bin, you'll have a trash bin, and you'll have a compost bin. And if you generate less than a yard, a cubic yard of refuse per week, small business. If you're a small business and you generate less than a cubic yard of refuse per week, and that could apply to individuals, you may face a fine of up to $100. Does that mean that you...
If you're a small business and you produce less than a cubic yard of waste per week, you'll be fined?
That's what it says here. Maybe they misunderstood. Maybe it's also applying to individuals. The actual quote is, after 2010, they're going to end a moratorium on imposing fines, after which repeat offenders like individuals and small businesses generating less than a cubic yard of refuse per week face fines of up to $100.
Oh, what they're saying is that the moratorium on fines will be up in a year, and that businesses producing less than a cubic yard of waste per year are considered basically to be an individual as far as trash pickup goes.
I see. Okay. I gotcha. Well, either way, if you don't pay the fine, you're probably going to go to jail. In fact, businesses that don't provide even the proper containers will face a $500 fine. Sean Ellsburn, one of the two supervisors who opposed the proposition that passed 9-2, said the measure was over the top, and he said this is going to aggravate and aggrieve homeowners who are doing their best. Of course, others are saying that proponents are saying it is important to get people's attention about the importance of keeping those biodegradable materials out of landfills. They predicted that recycling food scraps eventually will seem as ho-hum as saving aluminum cans in newspapers. That used to seem like such a chore, he said. Now we do it every day.
Who's we?
Well, I don't do it.
I set my newspapers on fire. I mean, because it doesn't matter. Oxidation's oxidation. It doesn't matter if it's rusting or burning or decomposing in the ground. It's producing the same gases, right?
Well, plus,
maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
According,
it's my understanding. Plus, I need paper. I run a wood-fired boiler.
Well, according to Penn and Teller's show BS on recycling, when they actually go through the process of bleaching the paper, which is what they need to do, you can't just take the paper, the newspaper, and turn it into new paper. It's got all that ink and stuff in it. So you have to put it through a chemical process to extract the ink and the things that are on the paper off of the pulp, essentially turning it into pulp again or some sort of pulpy mess. And then you use another process to actually turn that into recycled paper. And from what they explained, the process of recycling paper actually takes more energy than growing trees from scratch, cutting them down, and turning them into paper.
Let's not forget that you have to run more trucks basically to pick up this crap, and in different towns. What's that?
Yes, yeah. Agreeing with you. More gas, more trucks,
more fossil fuels being used. But although that equipment, that steel, could be used for other things,
that's just it. It's really about jobs, Mark.
Yes, it's a job creation thing.
It's about creating make work jobs for people so they can feel good about saving the environment. When in point of fact, recycling isn't doing anything to save the save the environment.
They're getting better with plastics and things like that. But my question is this: plastic is made from a waste product from petroleum. It's not like we've diminished our petroleum usage, so the waste products are still being produced. Where's that waste going? What are they doing with that waste that was previously used to make plastics?
I don't know. Let's go to your phone calls and talk to Steve in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live, Steve.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Steve.
Well, I think that Section 8 housing and the projects, maybe in San Francisco, are government owned. So, mm-hmm. you think they're going to set a standard by making the people in the project recycle?
I'm not sure I understand your question. They probably already have to recycle.
Yeah, like anybody in projects are going to recycle. They don't care. If they're going to recycle, they'll throw it out in the yard.
Right. Ian does not know what it's like to live in the project.
Wait, so you're telling me they don't find the people that are in the project for recycling?
Yeah, let's just find the government.
I see.
Those
That makes sense.
Yeah. That's where you get your little lawlessness people, your civil disobedience crowd from, Ian, because those people are not paying attention to what the government says about composting, I can assure you.
Nice. So they'll only be able to target people in middle class or upper class.
Sure, the ones that can pay the fines.
Neighborhoods.
Right, exactly. Sense. The ones that can pay the fine.
The ones that have something to lose.
Yeah, let's discriminate. You know, we're not going to talk about people in section housing or even in the project. We just, we'll just go ahead and just surpass them, and we'll just go ahead and the people that can afford it, that's the ones we're going to find.
Yep. Great point tonight. Any other thoughts?
No. Well, the only other thing is John Robbins wrote a book called Diet for a New America, and he was actually due to inherit the Baskin Robbins.
The fortune, Baskin Robbins fortune.
Yeah, thank you. And he wrote the book, and I read through the book, and he was telling me that they used to take newspaper and shred it and then feed it to the animal. So I was like thinking, well, you know, there's good compost right there. I mean, you've got animals, so I think people in projects should have pigs and cows, and that way they can just recycle, but.
You can feed newspaper to animals?
Oh, yes, because hay was expensive.
Wow, that's amazing. I don't know. I don't know much about how all that works.
It seems like it's really good for them.
Seems pretty crazy.
If you live in a country, you're going to take your table scraps and you're going to feed it to the hog.
Yes.
And what are their hogs going to do? Produce methane.
Mm-hmm. Sure are.
But the thing is, you're going to cut down on buying pig food if you can just feed table scraps to the hogs, which they really don't care what they eat as long as they eat, because they're going to get slaughtered later. And, you know, here we go with this big, cycle of the same thing. And, like Mark was saying earlier, even the steel and the gasoline, the fossil fuels, so on and so forth. But, if we're just going to go ahead and just take this waste and feed it to the animals that we actually eat later on, the methane is going to go up. And, what's the point?
The next step is we all turn vegan.
Thanks for the call, dude. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. You mean mandatory veganism?
Yes, mandatory veganism out in San Francisco.
All right. It's possible. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots. Standing firm for our Constitution. Standing firm against the New World Order. Hammering the enemies of freedom. Exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. American Free Press, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give to you, so enjoy those on us. They include the archives. You can go back for an entire year, get the archives totally free right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies, that's what the readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch at Freedom with an S, Phoenix, FreedomsPhoenix.com. All right, so let's continue with your phone calls. Tony is on the line in California. Tony, are you anywhere near San Francisco where they're instituting a mandatory composting law?
Yeah, hi Ian. Yeah, I'm about an hour away. So
my
main comment on this would be that not that there's anything behind this in particular, but this would be a good community for them to try something like this in, because you've already got a lot of these liberal people that have been programmed to believe that sticking things in different colored bins is going to actually help the environment.
I
hate to be one of those people, but you know, the more I look at it, the more I really wonder about that stuff.
You
know, as far as composting is concerned.
You know, before you go on,
sure.
I spoke with some guy who is a cop in Massachusetts, and he, for whatever reason, has to go to the dump every once in a while, and he's like, you know, I watch them with the recycling stuff, and sometimes they just dump it all together.
Oh, I can
throw it away.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what I'm saying right there. Because that stuff is, you know, it's really, you have to really think about, and I believe you guys talk about Penn and Teller quite a bit, Is this stuff really just a net waste of energy? Because all that time that I'm spending putting these things in these different bins, and as far as composting is concerned, from the little bit of research that I've done on composting, is you really have to know what you're doing with composting. Otherwise, it's not worth it.
Well, yeah, I don't know anything about composting.
Well, I think that you can basically take scraps, organic scraps, and throw them on the ground, and they will turn into the ground. So you're okay there. Now, you may not have the greatest, you know.
Right, but the thing about composting is it's supposed to be to, you know, re-nutrify the soil. That's what it's supposed to be. So if you don't do it in a certain kind of way, you know, you've got
to till
it,
right? You're supposed to.
And usually when you have composting, you have a bin. And, you know, I live in sort of a hybrid of farming and technology community. So there are a lot of people teaching these kinds of things. And, you know, there's a lot of good stuff here. Like, we have these people that are, Food Not Lawns is here in town. So they encourage people to, instead of having these big green lawns, just to grow your own garden. I mean, that kind of stuff makes sense.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I hate lawns.
I think the last caller is absolutely right. The people down in Hunter's Point and the projects, which I'm very familiar with that, I've grown up around here, those people aren't going to recycle. I mean, the only thing that they're going to recycle are their, you know, their beer bottles. You know? But I'm serious about that. Those people don't know anything about that stuff. And part of the reason is they don't have their own land. I know, I moved down about an hour away. So, you know, the lots are a little bit bigger, and we're able to have our own garden. I've got four boxes out there, tomatoes and strawberries and stuff. You know, and it's really still not enough to pay the grocery bills, but, you know, every once in a while I don't have to go get that head of lettuce. I don't have to go get that head of strawberry. And all that stuff's good for you. And, you know, I mean, who knows what happens if, you know, if food stops shipping around. I'm not saying that that's going to happen, but I mean, it's good to be prepared for that, for those kinds of things. And so I would feel sorry for those people in the project. Those people aren't going to be doing any kind of composting.
Passing
laws against it, I don't see the logic in it. But what
about people that already
in San Francisco? Go ahead.
What about people that already do composting? I mean, there are people that have compost either bins or they just have a hole dug in their backyard and they already have their own compost going on. If they don't put a compost bin out with compost in it on the weekly
right.
basis, they're going to
exactly.
be investigated,
just,
and then some investigators.
It's all about training people to be mindless automatons. It has nothing to do with saving the environment.
Well,
if they were concerned about saving the environment, they'd be looking at passing some kind of a resolution to take care of that big huck of plastic that's out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean that's supposed to be the size of a continent. You know, there's a real environmental problem there.
What is that?
You haven't heard about that? That was reported in the San Francisco Chronicle last year that they're apparently all the plastic, you know, that sort of washes in the drain and stuff, mm-hmm. it's all collected in the ocean, in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. You can look that up, San Francisco Chronicle. I believe.
How does that happen?
I think we talked about it on the air. It's like, you know, plastic 2-liter bottles and the rings for cans.
All that kind of stuff.
It's all in the same place?
It's been a giant floating island thing that probably would kill you if you tried to step on it because
really?
It would like suck you in like quicksand. It's just this big, you know.
People haven't been dumping things on it. It's just.
No, it's just gotten collected out there because it goes out the drains and eventually washes out into the ocean.
This is that world.
I don't doubt being things that I saw while I was in the Navy. Some of that just might actually be shipboard trash thrown overboard.
Might very well be.
Not that I would
the Navy,
seen
if you
anything
wanna,
like that, but I mean, you got to look at reality here. And also, you know, if they were concerned about the environment, you know, what about the nerve gas that you know, the government or somebody
dumped in the
Delaware River?
There's
tons of real environmental problems.
If you're concerned about the environment, then you should get rid of the military because they are the greatest polluter in, I think, they're a bigger polluter than the top four corporate polluters combined. I mean, the military is tremendously damaging.
I would have to agree with you, but, you know, some of the things that I saw as far as the chemicals and pollution. But
Tony, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And from what I understand, he's right when he said earlier that the whole recycling process is a net loss as far as energy is concerned. It takes more energy to recycle things, except for aluminum cans, than it does to create them from scratch.
Yeah, and I think that they're getting better on things like plastics, but as I said, what are they doing? Plastics are created out of waste material. What are they doing with the waste that they used to create the plastics out of? But when you were talking about composting there, there's got to be some people that are composting in San Francisco. Some of them are likely doing it inside. They're doing worm bin composting. This is great stuff. You buy a pound of red worms, and all of your garbage gets turned into really nutrient-rich soil, and you get these big red worms you can go fishing with.
Well, what I'm thinking they'll do is, if you don't put a compost bin out, they'll send an investigator to check with you, and you probably will be able to show them your compost pile.
If you happen to be home, imagine them. Yeah. This investigator only works from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Right.
That means you have to miss a day of work in order to show them around your house.
Well,
let them
have to
poke
prove compliance.
Through your house.
You'll have to prove compliance.
Yep. And if you don't want to, if you say, no, I'm composting at my house already, go away.
That's not good.
It's
going to
make them crazy. They're going to fine you. And then when you say, I'm not paying your fine, it's just going to go up and up.
Yeah. And that's the only way that you could ever stop something like this.
You must polish these people's shoes.
If you want to stop this kind of micromanaging, nanny state nonsense, the only way to stop it is to just not obey, is to just not bow down and to not do as they are demanding. Not because composting is inherently a bad idea or anything like that, but as you pointed out, Mark, if the stuff goes to the dump, it composts anyway. You can't stop this from composting.
No, it's just rotting stuff.
So the only way to stop it is not to go and beg the politicians, please don't make us do this. It's to just not do it and to make a point about it. I am not participating in this, and I don't care what you do to me as a result of it. Unfortunately, most people are quite concerned of what the consequences might be for not obeying the government's laws and arbitrary diktats, and so they're way too scared to actually take any steps on their own and act like the free people that they want to be. Maybe they don't want to be free people after all. Maybe they're comfortable living in this society where men and women calling themselves the government at any time can pass whatever new restriction on their life that they want to, and they'll just go along with it. Maybe that's what if that's what Americans want, then I think that's what they should have. If you're one of them that doesn't want to be told what to do and owned by the state, then you should look into the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. More on the way. You can bring up whatever's on your mind to control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the Sickle CAI toll-free line. And this is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Life Change Tea detoxifies. GetTheTea.com. It's only about $1 a day. GetTheTea.com. Receive more energy. GetTheTea.com. lose weight. GetTheTea.com. It's purifying. GetTheTea.com. It works immediately. GetTheTea.com. It's too easy. GetTheTea.com. We challenge you. GetTheTea.com. What's the phone number? 928-308-0408. What did you say? 928-308-0408. I didn't get that. 928-308-0408. Will it work? Yes. GetTheTea.com. Unmatched. GetTheTea.com. This gets in your head. GetTheTea.com. That's the idea!
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from FreshwaterOrganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Technical difficulties behind the scenes. As we continue here, taking your phone calls, let's go to Anthony in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live, Anthony. Hello, do we have Anthony? Anthony's gone. Let's try John in New York. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I had a comment about the garbage. You know, all this garbage about the garbage is all garbage. What it really amounts to is profiteering. They're so hard up for money, they're looking for ways to make money. That's what all this recycling is about. Because they turn around and they get all the stuff that you, every individual works hard to do their separating of their garbage, you know, the glass and stuff. They melt it down and they get the, they send it to these people who melt it down and reuse it. And they're profiting. They get paid to do that. They get all this extra money, and nobody's talking about that. Not to mention the fines and stuff like you touched on earlier, but it's a lot of it has to do with the profiteering off this, you know, off the people doing the work, us slaves doing the work to sort out the garbage so that they can make
eventually
money off of it.
Yeah, that's making it to some company that is benefiting from being able to use that product and use your labor without compensation. That's an interesting observation.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. You know, I've often thought about this is, you know, it's the same way the income tax works. You know, they get 40 hours a year out of my wife and, you know, accounting and bookkeeping work to do their income tax for them and for, at no compensation whatever. And it's the same way with this trash sorting thing. They get, I don't know how many hours of labor per year out of me sorting trash.
Dave, you still there?
No, he's gone.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. So, yeah, well, except I don't do the sorting anymore. I haven't done that since... I actually stopped doing that when I lived in Florida. As soon as I saw that Penn & Teller episode on recycling, the Penn & Teller BS show, which is, again, you search for it on the internet, you probably find the whole thing, you can watch it free. But as soon as I saw that, I was stunned. It was one of the most, I think, effective programs that they have made, and that's a great show. But I think it's one of the – it was the – probably the, one of the most iconoclastic shows because if you are – I mean, I'm only 29 – or I'm going to be 29 this year, but I'm 28 years old, and I was raised in this recycling world where they had the recycling clown, and it was, you know, they're telling kids that when they grow up that this is what you're supposed to do, and it helps the earth, and there's this whole sales pitch behind recycling that's very, very effective. Who doesn't want to think that they're helping? Who doesn't want to think that what they're doing is on the net a very positive and good thing? Who would want to believe that, in fact, in point of fact, what they're doing is just pretty much a waste of time, for the most part? I mean, on most of the things that are recycled, it's just a waste of your efforts. Or, in this, as that caller pointed out, you're actually investing your time and effort so somebody else can benefit, and you don't get any compensation from that beyond the good feeling that because you've been lied to and told that you're saving the earth. So the whole thing is a big fraud. What they found out is that the guy that one of the EPA heads is essentially behind this whole recycling effort. So it was some government bureaucrat that got this whole thing started. And like most, like many government bureaucrats, this guy was a liar. He was citing information that just wasn't true and making crap up. So it was one of the most...
But because he has the agency behind him, especially an agency like the EPA, you cannot question what an agency like the EPA says, or you're a heretic.
Or you hate
this
the environment.
This is the new religion.
Right.
And the religion of Mother Earth is the new religion, and you are a heretic if you say something against the EPA, because the EPA is the high church, high priest of this particular church. So when a guy who's the head of the EPA says that something's true, it's backed with the weight and the force of government and science, as if it is actually true.
Right, as if he's something more than just a bureaucrat. And
just
so,
a guy who wants to create more jobs so that he can have more people under him so he can be more powerful.
That's what administrative bureaucrats are all about, is expanding their power.
Think about the EPA in the 1980s. Now, think about this huge industry that has risen up underneath him, basically by, you know, the creation of the recycling industry. There was no recycling industry in the 1980s besides aluminum cans, and those are it's still around because they'll still pay you money for aluminum cans because people want them. But they won't pay you money for plastic bottles or they won't pay you money for glass
bottles.
That's
the economic indicator that it proves, that shows, should show you right there on its face that aluminum,
right,
worth recycling. Everything else, silly nonsense. So when I saw that episode, it was so shocking to me. And so motivating to me, or inspirational to me, rather, that I decided that that was it. I was no longer going to participate in the mandatory recycling program, which it's my understanding that it is mandatory down in Sarasota, Florida, which is the place that where we came from.
I don't know.
I believe that it is, but they never cited me for it because I wasn't putting the bins out anymore. And I managed to get away with it, moved up here to New Hampshire, where, at least here in the Keene area, it is also not mandatory to recycle. So,
it's private trash pickup, so you don't have the garbage cop coming to pick up your trash. Mm-hmm. My favorite thing about having your trash picked up by the government is when they leave it there and say, no, this is not acceptable trash. You have not properly bound or spindled or twisted or contained the trash that we want here, and we're not taking it. Now, imagine for a second if there was, I believe it's ABC Trash that picks up your trash here. Imagine if ABC said, no, we won't be taking your trash like that. You haven't properly contained your trash, and your trash isn't chopped down to the right sizes and all that other stuff. Somebody else will come and take it and take
the business
away.
Sure, I can pay somebody who's going to take that, but On the other hand, Mark, if I had agreed with ABC when I signed up the contract with them in the beginning, when I called them and I said, well, how much do you charge for trash pickup? And they said, well, we charge this, and you have to have it in this and this and this, then I would have agreed to those terms. And if I'd started to break my agreement, then they would be in the right to say, hey, well, this isn't what we agreed to pick up. We agreed to this and this. Whereas with the government picking up trash, there never was an agreement in the first place.
Right.
They just charge you.
You're going to pay one way or the other.
Right.
You're going to pay whether you live in the house or not. If you're a property owner there, they're going to send you that bill every month unless somebody else is living there as a renter.
Yeah.
They're going to send you a bill every month whether the trash goes out or not, whether sewer gets flushed or not, whether water gets used or not. You're going to pay for it. And if you don't, they're going to come after you.
Yeah, so that's the difference. I mean, with the private company, I agreed to terms, and I can change those terms if I want to. I could go back to that company and say, you know what, I'm tired of bundling the sticks. I just want to throw them in my front yard. I'll find somebody else who will pick those up without me having to bundle them. And sure enough, if I pay somebody enough, someone will come along and pick up the unbundled sticks and throw them away.
Somebody might want the business enough to do it for less than, you know, the current one wants to do it.
Who knows?
You never know.
I have the freedom, though, to make that decision. I have the freedom to pick up the phone and call the competitors in the marketplace and see what their offers are and see what they've got out there for me to purchase.
Right. And that competition keeps the price to where it makes sense to have it.
$27 a month is what I pay for pickup.
It keeps the service level high. It keeps the customer happy. It keeps the employer, the company happy. It's a good system.
Actually, you know what? I even negotiated a year discount. I asked them, how much would you charge me if I paid a year in advance? And they cut me off a month or two free.
Wow.
For it. So
that's pretty sweet.
Yeah. I think it's like
trying to get that from the government.
Yeah, exactly. So
they don't want you to pay in advance. They have an indentured servant that will send them a check for whatever they say every single month. Why would they want to give you a discount for paying in advance?
It's not in advance in the property taxes.
I don't know how it works. The trash is separate. And at least
not where I come from.
Every place, yes, it was. I came from the same place
it
you came from.
Was part of the property taxes.
You're
dude.
Wrong. You maybe very well have subsidized it. You didn't pay a water bill and a trash bill?
Nope. It was part of the property taxes, man. There was water and sewer on one bill. The other was a property tax bill. And you could see it on there on the garbage pickup.
Yeah, well, I lived
there.
In a different just north of a different
county. That's probably it.
So, whatever. Different all places right. are different, but yeah. still.
There you go. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. Hour number two is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.